UConn beat South Florida by nearly 70 points. That win means the team has matched the winning streak it first hit in 2010. The 90-game record is the longest ever by an NCAA team, and it's better than even John Wooden's fabled UCLA teams from the early 1970s. UConn senior Emmy Cooper was in the stands to watch as a member of the school's band. And since she's been in the band, she hasn't once seen the team lose.
They're amazing players, and the way they just play basketball makes it look so beautiful.
Tim Gaffney was also at the game. He's founder of the website Litchfield County Sports. He's watched this year's team go 15-0 so far. And given the fact that the team lost its top three players to the WNBA draft last year, he was kind of expecting a few losses. But the continued winning also makes sense.
Not surprising, just because of how Gino Auriemma gets these kids ready. And remember, the core four here played against a big three.
Senior Sanaya Chong scored a game-high 20 points for the Huskies. Since she's played here, the team has a record of 131 wins and just one loss.
You don't always expect certain things when you come in, but to accomplish this is just pretty amazing.
After the game, head coach Gino Auriemma said that the team's first quarter performance was the best he had ever seen. As for streaks, he's not a big fan of talking about them, but he was quick to defend the streak's historical significance.
Who knows if anybody will ever be in this situation again. For us to be in this moment twice, it's hard to describe.
Can the Huskies win one more? On Saturday, they'll play in Dallas against SMU, hoping to, this time, break their record. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.